wait,
yes,
what
yes,
emotion?
You read it out to the next, whatever emotion you want, you know, just feel it out.
Yeah. Pretend you're in a
don't think too much, I'm recording.
Your teacher just told you to touch.
You respond to Alex with a hint of irritation. Skateboarding? Really? Alex? You know that's not my thing.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Plus, I've got that important job interview today. I can't just show up with broken bones again.
I prefer rollerblading myself.
Alex, quite taken aback, apologizes. Sorry, man. Just fine, could be fun.
How do you feel about
good luck with your
Will?
Interview.
Yeah, Will, tell us.
How do you feel about rollerblading?
Scared stuff. After hanging up, you realize time is ticking. You need to get ready, but there's a slight problem. Your apartment
looks
is
like
a
Will's
mess.
Apartment.
Finding anything is a challenge. Now you face a new decision. Each tie seems to have its own personality. Number one, the bold, red tie. It screams confidence. But is it too loud for a first impression?
It does scream.
It screams a lot.
Yeah, it is screaming.
Creamy
I mean.
Tie.
I can literally hear it.
Option two, the classic loose stripe, safe, professional, but possibly a bit dull.
Is that it has like I safety tape already? Around it.
Yeah, but I'm reusing it for other scripts.
Oh, okay.
But consider option three, the whimsical polka dot. Shows a sense of humor, but could it be too whimsical for a job interview?
Okay, hold up. High heels for the confidence, a high-res jacket for the safety, and a polka dot for the extravagance. I mean, I think you're set.
You're pretty much hired at that point.
Yeah, pretty much.
Consider
you might
just high-vis polka
you're really
dot
showing
high
up
heels.
For your first day at work.
Oh, you might want to finish.
Which tie will you choose to help Joe nail this interview? For option one, open, bold red tie. For option two, open, classic blue stripe.
Boring.
For option three, open, whimsical polka dot.
Confidence.